now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, in this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a look about, or talk about, Gruyere cheese. Actually, I think actually on Swiss Up, we haven't spoken about cheese enough. Frankly,
not enough.
Not enough.
The importance that it has for the country.
Exactly.
We should do more cheese.
Now, of course, obviously, cheese is one of the most famous food products of Switzerland, and specifically how the country has lost an important battle to protect it from copycats. Now, I did read about this. So, Dario, explain about the importance of the name of Gruyère cheese.
Well, yes, this is actually an interesting report that I recently saw on RTS. And so about a year ago, an American court in Virginia has decided that the Gruyère, the name Gruyère, was a generic product name and therefore not protected, which means that in the US, any cheese really could be called a Gruyère.
Well, in Switzerland, that isn't the case. It also sounds a bit unfair.
Yes. No, it isn't the case at all. In Switzerland, Gruyère is protected, a protected name since 2001. It has this famous AOP label, the Appellation d'Origine Protégée label. And throughout Europe, it is also protected since 2011. That means that on this continent, at least, cheese can only be called Gruyère if it is produced in a certain way and also in a specific geographical region.
Okay, so I think we have to ask the question then, Dario, which is fairly straightforward. What is Gruyère cheese, exactly, legally speaking?
Well, in Switzerland, for one, the cheese has to be produced in certain regions of the cantons of Fribourg and Vaud, or in some parts of Neuchâtel and Jura, although typically Gruyère country is in Fribourg, and it is actually a region called Gruyère that you can visit. And then the cheese has to be made with raw milk and the use of certain specific lactic acid bacteria. And it must always be produced in copper kettles. So no other kettles, but copper kettles must be used for the production of Gruyère.
Now, if we move to the United States, producers may make Gruyère in different ways, but it isn't actually a recent development. That cheesemakers in other countries have been calling their cheese Gruyère for a while.
Yes, in 1930 already, some French producers also called their cheese Gruyère and were able to convince the international community that theirs was also legitimately called so. And Switzerland actually accepted this co-ownership of the name. And so to this day, the French also produce a Gruyère cheese, although theirs has holes to differentiate from Swiss Gruyère. Yes, that's also maybe a very important thing to know about Swiss Gruyère. No holes in Swiss Gruyère. And the French, they produce it in much smaller quantities than their Swiss counterparts. This also may be important to mention. Gruyère is the most popular Swiss cheese, certainly within Switzerland. It is the most sold Swiss cheese, Gruyère. Yes.
Okay. Now, so that was the French cheese makers in the 30s making Gruyère, but not much after that, the US cheese makers also started using the name Gruyère for their cheese. So how did that all come about?
Well, yes, that's true. And it was actually Swiss migrants to the U.S. who first did so, right? Makes sense. They migrated to the U.S., imported the cheese-making know-how mostly to the state of Wisconsin, which, by the way, is also known as the cheese state for a good reason. And so those migrants to the U.S. started making Gruyère cheese in the 70s already.
Okay, but it has the name Gruyère has had some form of protection in the United States, because by the late 70s, the FDA had already integrated a definition of Gruyère into U.S. law.
Exactly. But that definition already deviated quite a bit from Swiss Gruyere cheese. It mentions holes, for one,
right,
and the use of pasteurized milk. But Switzerland never really took care of protecting the name and honor of the Swiss Gruyere in the US, at least not until in 2015, the official trade association of Swiss Gruyere producers filed an application for protection with the US Patent Office.
Okay, and that court action that was taken in the United States was actually supported by the Confederation. They had government backing.
Yes, they did. By that time, the Confederation was more conscious of the economic interest of protecting the name Gruyere, since 30,000 tons of the cheese are produced every year and a lot of it is exported. The Gruyere industry in Switzerland actually represents about 6,000 jobs and 500 million Swiss francs in revenue. So yes, this was the reason why then also the Swiss state became interested in the affair.
Okay, but when it finally did get interested, it was perhaps too late. The horse had bolted. The firing gun had been fired and all of that.
Exactly. It was way too late. The Swiss woke up too late to that one, for sure. And so on the 3rd of March, a year ago, so really pretty much exactly a year ago, a federal court in Virginia dismissed the Swiss demand to protect the name Gruyere in America. For the judges, the fact that you can already find dozens of US Gruyeres and even imported Gruyere from other countries proves that the name is generic on the American market. It has to be added, though, that the Gruyere AOP label is protected in the US. So if you ever go to the US and you want to make a Swiss meal with Swiss Gruyere, make sure you buy a Gruyere AOP labeled cheese, and then it will actually be a certified Swiss Gruyere.
Right. And you can buy proper Swiss Gruyere in the United States. You mentioned that a lot of the Gruyere cheese made in Switzerland is exported, and
yes,
a fair chunk does end up in the United States.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Okay. So make sure you do your shopping properly when you go to America. Okay, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.